Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
That'll wake you up. It's Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran here on 720 WGN. Happy New Year to you. So breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and one of the busiest days for brunch and breakfast is New Year's Day. And those taking the time for breakfast tend to have better health overall because they're getting a lot more fruit, more milk, more whole grains, all that good stuff. Well, Elliot Bambra is a guy that has visited the best of the best. Elliot is a co-host of WGN-TV's and CLTV's Chicago's Best. Diehard foodie, along with co-host Brittany Payton, visits the best places to eat in and around Chicagoland. And this morning is here to talk Chicago's best breakfast, the top things he ate in 2015, great places to watch the bowl game. Do we have enough time?
I hope so. That's a lot. We got a couple of days because I do like to talk a lot. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad we actually get to do this when there's light coming into the studio.
I know. Normally we're tucked away in the dark in a room on the 16th floor behind the toilets next to where the janitor does some of his stuff and underneath a stone.
You do my show all the time, but it's always in the wee hours of the morning, so it's nice to do this.
Yeah. I didn't get to see you over Christmas. So I bought you a gift.
Oh, stop.
This is great for radio. I'm going to come over. Hang on a second.
All right. Okay.
As long as people are watching on live online.
People are watching at WGNradio.com. Of course they are. What is this here? Uh-oh. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see what we got here.
My wife wanted to apologize about the wrapping paper. Jen apologized about that.
Very nice. Look at that. It's a flour sack towel. Very cool.
It's a pizza towel. I got to go with the theme.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Look at that. I'll show it up on the... Oh, yeah, look at this. I'm going to throw it right
Dave,
up.
You seem really disappointed.
I'm on the...
That was a really...
There it is right there.
Wow,
I'm holding it up to the camera right there. So the pizza set, that's very cool.
Thank you. You're welcome. It's a great company. I get a lot of my t-shirts from the show from them called Zeno Tees, and they do some awesome stuff.
What is it called?
Zeno Tees.
Okay.
Xenotees. They do t-shirts, food-related t-shirts, loads of different
stuff.
But I love that, so I just thought I'd bring in a gift.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
Seeing as I didn't bring in food this morning, which is a little bit of a faux pas.
I've got my leftover yogurt here for you.
Wow.
I got it at about 7.
I think one of my New Year's resolutions is to have more indigestion and to eat more fatty food. So I'm going to steer clear of that and stay on track for 2016 in a big way.
Well, we just talked to Dr. Ian Smith, who told us how to shred those pounds and lose weight, and then this is what I followed up on.
I always like a good support act. It's someone who's a complete juxtaposition.
He opened for you.
Yeah.
Is what he did.
Were the people baying for blood? Were they throwing bits of bacon at him and booing?
I got a couple of texts that said, what is this, an infomercial? This guy's actually pretty cool. He's on the President's Council.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like Oprah's go-to guy and everything.
He used to be on our Celebrity Fat Club, didn't he?
Yes, Celebrity Fat Club.
I remember watching that with the guy from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, and he was on the Doctors and stuff. No, he's a pretty cool guy. And his diets work. Like, I've done them, and they work. I shouldn't say done them. I did it once, and I just kind of maintain off of that, you know?
You know what my problem is with New Year is people always want to make resolutions. They always want to try and sticks. You know what? Just do your thing.
Yeah.
Eat what you want to eat, and if you feel like you need to cut back, then cut back. Trying to put yourself under too much of a regime can sometimes...
You're true.
Sometimes
That's
kill
true.
The fun. You only live once.
Well, we are... the family stayed downtown last night because I live in the city, but not downtown. And so we decided, because I had to get up at 3 this morning, that we were going to stay in the city and go have dinner downtown and stuff. Kids had a great time. We're going to go up to Wisconsin later today.
Oh, yeah.
But this gives us a chance to go out and have New Year's breakfast down in the city here, which we don't always get to do. So I'm excited to hear about all these cool places because you've always got a great list of spots that you hit. You've talked about this one before. It's in the Woodlawn neighborhood, Chicken and Waffles at Daly's.
Daly's Restaurant, such an institution down there. It's been around for over 100 years, and it's been through many guises. It's changed locations. It's been demolished and rebuilt. But this is a great traditional Chicago neighborhood spot that Chicago is so famous for. Great chicken and waffles there. It's actually wings on top of the waffles, which is
really
because some cool places do like chicken breasts or that kind of thing, but they actually put their classic wings, and their wings are great.
I'm a big chicken and waffles guy, and was it Ina's that was open for, am I pronouncing her name right?
Yeah. Well, she's no longer there, is
she? She's no longer there, so I kind of had to find a new place.
But... I love Batter and Berries as well. Have you been to Batter and Berries? You haven't been to Batter and Berries?
No.
Oh, my God. You got to get up there in Lincoln Park. They one of my favorite things they do there, they do these great French toast flights, which Jen loves. It's flights. It's great. But they also do a phenomenal chicken and waffles, but they do a sweet potato waffle.
Ooh.
And inside that sweet potato is bits of chicken as well.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I've had waffles with chunks of bacon in it, which is really good.
There's waffles in the South Loop as well. Have you been there?
Yeah, that's the one I've been to.
Waffles is great. So I love waffles.
But you got this Daly's. I wanted to mention a couple of things. They have these Southern-style salmon patties.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
everyone raves about those.
It's not about just the steak that you can have with it and the sausage patties and the salt pork and all that stuff, but that's kind of unique, and I like that. I like somebody that comes up with something like that.
They have a strong following there, and there's when we were there shooting for the show, there's two trains of thought. There's half the pack that love their chicken and waffles there, and the other pack that love the salmon patties and only go there for that. It's a little bit like West Side Story without the dancing and the singing.
You always go to places on Chicago's Best that are not always the most recognizable names. You go off the beaten path so that you can discover some really cool things and pass that stuff along. One of those places in Joliet is the Donut Den.
I love this place.
And I went there because I have a client down there, so I went down there. I left a little early just so I could get a maple bacon donut.
What did you think?
Oh, it was phenomenal. It's ridiculous.
This is what I love about not only about Chicago but about the show, and our show is crowdsourced, so we ask all our fans what places, you know, whenever anyone says, like, you know, someone might say that's not the best and someone else might say that is the best, but it's a title that comes from what is the fans of the show, what do the people of Chicago think is the best. So we say, where do we need to go and get donuts? And they'll give us
suggestions. All about you. You're right. You go out there and you reach out through social media and everything else, and you ask people where to go, and that's where you go.
Right, and that's where we go. So I mean, that's the beauty that when we get to find places like this, and it puts a smile on everyone who's doing the shoot, the producer, the photographer, myself. Yeah. When we go to somewhere, and we're like, man, we would have. It's the kind of place you drive past. It's in a strip mall, unless you know it's there. You've heard about it, Donut Den.
Right.
But great old school donut shop as well. Everyone's worked there for years. The staff know all the customers. They know what they want as soon as they come through the door. But one day a week on a Saturday, they make these maple bacon long johns there, and the bacon's cooking in the back. Super fresh.
Fragrant.
It's just so. There's nothing. You know, some people like certain like this morning like some certain kinds of hangover food. And donuts to me, it's a great go-to. And if you can grab some bacon on top of a donut, that's double heaven. Surely I'm gonna be. You know, paying for that later. You know.
Hair of the dog is also very important.
Oh, yes.
On today, Mahoney's on Ogden in Chicago. I've been there, and they have. And this is speaking of hair of the dog, the Super Bloody Mary Mason jar.
That's a great spot. I mean, talking about college bowls and stuff coming up today, and also the Super Bowl. It's a great place to go and catch a game. Great vantage points, different levels, tons of TVs there. But they also do something that I love. I'm a huge fan of poutine. I love it. I love the cheese curds and the gravy and the fries. That's
it's a Canadian thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a Canadian thing.
And it's also supposed to be very good for hangovers.
It is. It's pure hangover food because it's stodgy. They do theirs with eggs and bacon, fresh Wisconsin cheese curds, fries in there. And it's just a big bowl of it's admitting, unless you've done the walk of shame into the place or just someone saw you the night before and you've just drunk your whole way through. It's an admittance of holding up a piece of paper and saying, yeah, I'm completely hungover and I need to get this down me, but it's beautiful.
People might have just stayed there all night, but I got to tell you about this mason jar thing. So I've had this. It is Bloody Mary, Guinness, Tito's vodka, garlic powder, black pepper, cayenne pepper, jalapeno, Tabasco, celery salt, 3 tater tots, a strip of bacon, and cubes of cheese.
There's not enough food on the side of that.
That's
of
a
that
meal.
Mason jar.
That's a meal.
Everyone does great Bloody Marys now. I think everyone's stepped up their games. It's that new fad, isn't it? It's like the new cupcakes. It's Bloody Marys, and everywhere I've been, places do some phenomenal places. There's a place in the burbs called Deja Brew, which is in Oak Lawn, and they stick steak sliders on top of their.
On like a stick on a skewer.
And Roots, have you been to Roots Pizza, the Quad Cities pizza place? They've opened up a new location on Lawrence, Lincoln Square, and they stick one of their mozzarella sticks on top of their Bloody Mary. And their mozzarella sticks are
the best in the world.
Oh, you've been
really?
There?
Yes.
Their mozzarella sticks are killer good. So
a mozzarella stick can be that good.
It is that good.
Huh.
Trust me, there's two guys here all right. Both die for, kill for Roots Pizza's mozzarella sticks. They're great.
You talk about deviled eggs and ham hocks at Grandma J's.
Grandma J's.
Never been. Tell me about
another that. Place that does a really good Bloody Mary. They do a really killer Bloody Mary. Something about deviled eggs that I love. My mother-in-law makes deviled eggs every year for like Thanksgiving, Christmas stuff, and they're great. She does them awesomely. She's got some secrets which I won't give out on air. But it just takes me back to it's just something very quirky about deviled eggs, and I love them. And they stick a little twist of bacon on top of them as well.
Oh, that's nice.
This place, Grandma J's in Humboldt Park, is so eclectic. All the seats are different. All the tables and chairs are different. All the cutlery is different. All the plates are different.
That's cool.
It's a very eclectic. Very cool place. And the food they make as well. I mean, like I said, the ham hock brunch special that they do every now and then is really, really good. Ham hock is an unusual thing because, I mean, people are turned off by the thought of what it is. But it's rich, it's fatty, it's gelatinous. So as it slowly cooks, all the fat breaks down.
Oh,
and
wow.
And it just falls apart. It's
perfect comfort food for a cold January day.
And again, on the 1st of January, it's good hangover food, too.
Well, if you have a breakfast spot you want to share with Elliot, 312-981-7200. We're hanging out with Elliot Bamber from Chicago's Best, and there's more with him next on 720 WGN. State player on 720 WGN, in for Steve Cochran. Happy New Year to you. We are talking to Elliot Bamber from WGN-TV's Chicago's Best about the best breakfast spots in town, because that's the time you want to go get a good breakfast is New Year's. You don't want to cook. You want to get out of the house and do something fun in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity to not have to do anything. It's a struggle on a day like today to even roll out of bed.
It's true.
Right?
Which I did at 3.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Which I did at 3. Skirt steak and eggs at The View. You've talked about this before in Bridgeview.
Yeah, I love this place. 24-hour, another classic Southside place in Chicago. Family-owned and operated. Extensive menu. If you're indecisive like me, it's a terrible place to go because there's too many things to choose from. And they do everything very, very well. They even bake like cakes and stuff on the premises. But their skirt steak and eggs is... not kidding, I'm sure people have said this before, but there's enough to take home for a second portion for the next day because it's that
I like
big.
That.
It's huge. It's this really simple marinade, and it's cooked to perfection, and the eggs are killer with it as well. But I love steak and eggs in the morning.
You're conflicting me because I have to figure out this morning really where to take the family as soon as we get out of here for breakfast. So I'm trying to think, like, where downtown do I need to go if I'm in the city?
Where do you want to go?
Place?
Sorry, I'm holding my phone up because I'm doing some live video.
What's happening?
I'm recording this for future use.
I like
I'm
that.
Just doing some live video on
legal
Facebook.
Legal purposes.
I'm just live video on Facebook. A place to go downtown. What kind of thing are you looking for? I mean, there's so many options.
I kind of want to do a chicken and waffles thing.
Chicken and waffles. Yeah. I would say if you're doing chicken and waffles, then definitely either if you want to go far south, then go Daly's. But you want to stay in the city, go to Waffles in the South Loop. Is great place just down the street. I love Batter. Like I said, Batter and Berries.
Yeah,
is awesome.
It's a little bit of a wait there sometimes. That's the only thing that gets me a little. But you know what? It's New Year's, so
can you throw some weight behind it and say stamp your feet and say, "Don't you know who the hell I am?" I'm Dave Plyer.
Who?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm sitting in for Dave Cochran. Just say Dave Cochran louder than anything else. I'm Dave Plyer sitting for Steve Cochran this morning.
Steve Cochran. Yeah, Steve Cochran. Exactly. I like, you know, there's one place that I just love, and it is, and we talked about this before on my show, but I love Bang Bang Pie. That was kind of a new discovery for me, not only for pies, but when I'm coming into the city and I can take a quick turn down California, he's sticking his tongue out of his own camera. They have just great sandwiches. They've got a candied bacon that my kids eat like it's going out of style. That's crazy. And everything is, you know, I think about this, and I'm in a suit a lot during the week. Everything is drippy all over the place because there's fresh eggs in there and everything else. And it's just like, you know, I got to wear a bib pretty much when driving.
Anywhere where you have to dress up as a toddler and wear a bib to protect yourself from food is a great spot. I mean, I'm as much a fan of places that do some highbrow breakfast as I am with places that do like greasy diner food. I mean, the beauty about food in general is just whatever the mood takes you. If you want to go in a certain direction, then Chicago. People talk about New York being a food city. I honestly think, not just because I live
Chicago
here, but I think Chicago is just as good, if not better, than food anywhere else in the country.
Our producer said Wildberry Pancakes.
Wildberry
Randolph. Have you done? You've done that before. You love those.
That place is good.
Oh, Sean. Sean said it.
Oh,
so.
Sean
okay.
said it.
All right. Okay. All
right. Oh, is that the place he was talking about earlier? We were having a conversation.
Yeah.
I came in and he said, Sean, the producer said, oh man, I'm glad you're here. Breakfast, love breakfast. And I was like, oh dude, I'm sorry I've come empty handed. And then as so often happens, he started to-
They just assumed you were going to come with food.
Well, not just that. Then he started talking, asking me about this place, new place to open up in Randolph. And there's so many
so
new places.
So Wildberry Pancakes.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the name, but at least he thought of it. Thank you.
There we go.
There we go. Check that out.
I know you love here's another one, Louie's in Forest Park. You've done something on them before, and you like their breakfast special number one.
Their breakfast,
you mentioned. Yeah, it's basic.
I mean, Louie's Grill is another example of how far the food stretches in Chicago. It's not just the Loop. It's not just River North.
Yep, that's what
The neighborhoods and surrounding places like Oak Park and Forest Park have just as good a food as anywhere else. You know, you can go down past Bridgeport, go to the South Side, go to Oak Lawn, go to Chicago Ridge, go to Burbank. All these kind of places, and the Burbs have so many great places. And this is just a classic old school diner, husband and wife team, and they're awesome. I love that place.
Sweet Maple Cafe and Taylor's another favorite of mine. How about Baked Apple and Downers Grove? You talked about that before.
Yeah, we talked about that before. Baked Apple, I love the guys, Angelo and the family that run and Nick that run and operate that. Great stuffed French toast there.
Art's Drive-In, Goose Island.
Art's Drive-In, that's another one. Steak and Eggs, superb. It's just there's so many places.
Let's see here. There's one food truck that I want to point out that is a really great breakfast food truck, although I don't see them a lot on holidays. I don't know if they're out really on New Year's, but the Eastman Egg Company.
Eastman Egg are good.
I've seen them drive around down here. If you want a really cool experience, you know, during the weekend, or you want to come down here and you're not down here often, find these food truck areas. You know, you can find them. There's like apps for that and stuff where you can find them. There's food truck spotters downtown.
Chicago Food Truck Finder. He's on Twitter. I can't exactly remember his handle. Chicago Food Truck Finder. He has a website and he tweets and posts every day which trucks are out, who are operating, which location they're in. Because sometimes they're difficult to track down because, you know, the city doesn't provide adequate parking for all of them. Another great one for breakfast as well is Corner Pharmacy. They were recently on our show. Three ladies who
I love it. The Corner Pharmacy. It seems very old fashioned.
Right.
Diner walk up to the
They own and operate it, and they make some killer breakfast sandwiches. I can't quite remember the one that I had when I went to see them last. It's bacon eggs. It was like this rosemary marmalade that they put on top. It's just delicious.
Connie, you've got a suggestion. You're on 720 WGN. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Yes, I do have a great suggestion in DePaul University area, Jam and Honey. Jam and Honey.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Have you been there? Have you tried their Italian eggs Benedict?
I have not. What? How dare you call up and make me hungry at this time of the morning?
Well, you make sure you stop in there because everything is delicious and you'll also get a free buttermilk pancake on the house to taste.
Oh, my goodness.
Right across from DePaul University, St. Vincent de Paul Church.
So the Italian Benedict, we got a little Italian sausage in there. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Eggs Benedict, but it has the polenta. That is the bread under it is an Italian polenta. It's simply delicious. And our table all have Nutella spreads on them.
Oh, my
God. So stop in and see it.
Oh, my
okay,
word.
We'll do, Connie. Thanks so much for the call.
Have a good New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. All right, we're going to talk about the 10 best things you ate in 2015. And if any other calls you got, any other breakfast places, 312-981-7200. We'll talk bowl games, too, with Elliot Branbrook, host of WGN-TV Chicago's Best, after the news next on 720 WGN. Good morning, it's Dave Player and for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. We're talking to Elliot Bamber, co-host of WGN-TV's Chicago's Best. That was my fault. My wife and son just stopped into the studio here to say hello.
The video was it was riveting, though.
It was riveting.
I mean,
it's pretty cool.
You don't see that a whole lot with the police escort for a college team. We used to get it once in a while in baseball just to get back to the airport on a busy day in a big city, but
Where does Dave have it posted? His Twitter page?
He's got it on Facebook.
Oh, he's got it on Facebook.
Yeah,
okay,
on Facebook
Dave Bennett.
Page.
That's pretty cool.
Actually, I'll try to get it and put it on my Twitter.
I love that one of these bowl experiences gets to be a part of WGN and vice versa. That's
pretty cool. I mean, Northwestern's been trending in the right direction. It'd be nice to get their 11th win today, and it all starts at 10 o'clock.
Very cool. Very cool. I got another text in from 630 Elliot. Millie's Pancake House in Addison. Oh, let me turn you on. There you go.
I lost my voice. I was silent. Which place, sorry?
Millie's Pancake House in Addison has great pancakes, eggs, and potato pancakes on Lake Street in Addison. That's from Diane and Aurora.
Nice.
Millie's. Everyone's got their little favorite neighborhood place, too.
Everyone has. It goes back to the argument I always say about hot dogs as well. I mean, if you've got a favorite hot dog that you grew up with, then that's the best place.
That is very true.
It's the same Vienna beef. It's the same bun. I'm hoping that everyone does the Chicago dog the right way wherever you go. But you're always going to have your
ketchup,
favorite.
You mean?
Yeah, no ketchup.
I yell at small children when I see them put ketchup on hot dogs.
I take them outside and slap them around the face with a white glove and tell them to meet me tomorrow at dawn. Say, you, sir, are going down. How dare you, you heathen.
Hot dog duel.
Yeah.
I will allow, you go into a Gene and Jude's or something like that. I will bring those little ketchup bottles like you get from hotels and stuff when there's, when there's extras. I might throw one in a bag. I will let them bring it for their fries.
That's fair.
But it will not go on the hot dog. In fact, when I take it out, I could see the guy behind the counter kind of raising his eyebrow like, what the hell?
What are you
doing?
On?
And then he sees me just dipping a fry in there and he's like, okay, we will not call the authorities.
I do mayo on my fries sometimes.
Ooh,
I really love mayonnaise on my with my fries.
I'm a mustard guy.
Yeah, see, so am I. Because of Gene and Jude's, when they put it in the hot dog, the fries are all stuck to the hot dog already.
I dip my fries in mustard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys this conversation, we're out there, we're real daredevils.
Yeah.
Listen to us, guy.
Big time.
Fries and mustard and
all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
You just did, you just posted the best things you ate in 2015, just this week.
Yes, we did.
And you got some picks and Brittany's got some picks. Tell me what's on your list. Dusik's, Board and Beer.
Dusik's on 18th Street. This place is just blew my mind with some of the stuff that we ate on there. Duck confit and the sauerkraut and what we had on the menu. But
pork belly. Love pork belly. I know you can't beat that.
I'm obsessed with pork belly.
I want pork belly and eggs.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good breakfast.
Okay. We can try and make that happen.
Yep.
It's just a great place. It's Talia Hall as well. I mean, there's a music venue there. There's a piano room. It's an old place that Dusik built back in the day when it was a real bohemian neighborhood, and these guys have taken it and reinvented it. And just the food there and the beer selection is just, it's just mind-blowing food. It really is. It's a great place. You've got to go there. Great place to go and hang out.
We're talking about Elliot's picks for 2015, and if you've got some favorites you want to share, 312-981-7200. And Dave's got a suggestion for Elliot. Dave, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Parkies on Harlem and Madison, of course. Parkies have been there
I know Parkies. Parkies is great. You can't miss that hot when you're driving down.
Yeah, big orange paint. It's got about 25 layers of paint on it. You got to put wax paper in the bottom of the bag to eat them fries.
Oh.
Bottom.
That's the way it should be, though, Dave. I love that. What's your favorite thing there?
Probably the dog with everything and the fries, and then you got to take the fries and dip them in the chocolate shake.
Dip them in the chocolate shake.
See,
there he's
we got
up the
mustard,
ante.
Mayo. Those are the basics, but chocolate shake, never done that.
Dave's just up the ante. That's kind of a good idea, though.
that's really
that saltiness with the chocolate. That's Dave. You're a genius, sir.
Yeah, it helps absorb the last night.
Very nice.
Oh my word!
Thanks, Dave. Happy New Year to
Happy
you, buddy.
New Year.
All right. Let's see here. Range is the locally sourced free range. Great eggs, Benedict. Range is in. Let me see where this is. Range by the in the DePaul area. Range restaurant on Webster.
Okay.
Okay, that's another suggestion.
Yeah.
Cafe. I don't have my glasses, so everyone's gonna yell at me when I'm done with the show. Cafe Moxo in downtown Springfield.
Cafe Moxo.
Okay. Wonderful breakfast. Let's see here. Cozy Corner, Diversity and Costner.
I know Cozy Corner. That's a good place.
Yep. Best Bacon, they're saying. French Cafe and Bakery in Springfield is wonderful. Incredibly delicious. We don't know the name of it, though. Okay.
Springfield, that makes a nice day trip as well if you're going down to Springfield.
I guess so.
Right?
I guess so. Boston Fish Market. In Des Plaines, right?
In Des Plaines. Yeah. You'd expect to find some good seafood places, obviously. I mean, the city's got them, but you wouldn't expect to necessarily find this place. Again, it's kind of tucked away. But it's a huge operation. They actually supply most of the well-known restaurants downtown with their fresh fish. They have a huge warehouse out back where they've got hundreds of people filleting all these fish that have been flown in from the Gulf, from wherever, all over from all the different sea places all over the world. And
you noted lobster rolls. I'm a big lobster roll fan, and you got to really find a good one here. You like it?
Oh my word! This is not just any lobster roll. This thing is packed. It's done the right way. It's not covered in a ton of mayo and sauce to discard the fact that there's little amounts of lobster in it. It's just lobster with some lemon juice and butter and stuff, and thrown into rolls that are baked on the premises as well. Family owned run. You can't reserve a table or anything. It's all communal eating, so you have to just wait in line. And trust me, the people that know about this place, they will wait in line for a couple of hours to even get in there, because it's just I cannot express enough how much people should go there and check it out. The food is phenomenal.
Michael asked at 224, is Gene and Jude still around? It is.
Yeah.
It's Gene and Jude's. He said Jim and Jude's, but it's Gene and Jude's.
It's on
River Road in River Grove. Still around. Almost 55 years or 60 years, I think.
Yeah, they were flooded a couple of years back, weren't they? I think that's why he was questioning that.
Yeah.
But there's just to clear up some not necessarily confusion, but what they do there at Gene and Jude's is called the Depression Dog, which is the fries on top of the dog. That's why people go crazy for going to that place. I actually have another place if you don't want to go out that far, if you live near the city. It's on 35th Street.
Oh yeah,
it's called 35th Street Red Hots, and they do what I consider to be an equally just as good Depression Dog, which is hand cut fries in with the dog in the bun. That's
I like that. That's I like eating it like that. Yeah,
so good, so good. And what I like about their place, and this is the kicker for me, is that a lot of places put their dogs in metal containers in water to stay warm. They use an old fashioned porcelain bowl. So the flavor profile of the dog is different in terms of how it tastes from being in metallic water as opposed to they put it in porcelain. Trust me, it tastes different. If you're a hot dog connoisseur, got to go there and try it out, because it's a great little heart, and they've also got a hot dog a ketchup bell of shame there, which is kind of fun.
I like that. That's what I was just looking at your notes here. That's fantastic.
It's awesome. Yeah, if anyone orders ketchup, tries to get ketchup, you get the ketchup bell of shame rung.
Hey, Joan, Happy New Year to you. You've got a suggestion for Elliot?
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
There is a restaurant, and it's in Romeoville. It's on Joliet Road, and it is called White Fence Farm.
White Fence Farm?
Oh, it's a
chicken.
The chicken and the corn fritters are absolutely phenomenal. You get so much, and it's family style. The atmosphere is phenomenal. They've got, like, a little museum there. And if anybody has to have a fix for their chicken, get it today or tomorrow, because they close up the entire month of January.
Oh, really?
Do not reopen until the beginning of February. And I will tell you, by the time the beginning of February comes around, I am going through fritter withdrawal.
Wow.
Joan, we're all there with you. We all feel your pain. I love White Fence Farm as well. It's great. I remember one of the first, when I came over here, like, going on nearly 9 years ago now, and with my wife, Jen, going to a family party. And one of the first family parties I went to, they had White Fence Farm. So I tried it, like, years ago, and I was blown away by that fried chicken. That's great fried chicken.
And it's still the same as it was years ago. And if people don't like chicken, their steaks are phenomenal.
Awesome. Good. Thank you, Joan.
Thank you, Joan.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Happy New Year to you, dear.
All right, same to you. Rounding out your list of Square Circle, you love their stuffed burgers, right?
Stuffed burgers are great. I'm a big burger fanatic. You know, I'm not happy unless I've had at least one burger a week. And they do great stuffed burgers. Husband and wife owned wrestling themed place, and they just do great varieties. We had the Screaming Demon. Which is stuffed with, like, jalapenos and stuff. But any place that puts Merck's cheddar on a burger is a winner in my book.
And then you've got Lem's Barbecue. I'm a big barbecue fan, and I don't go out my outside of my comfort zone very often when it comes to barbecue.
We're gonna, dude, we have to hang out. We have to go on a field trip.
Okay.
Sadly,
an all afternoon barbecue thing.
I like sure, that. If you want to do it.
All right, let's do that.
Sadly, the last Lemon Brother passed away about a month ago now. Uh-huh. I think. But this place is family owned and operated.
East 75th Street.
Here's the other thing that frustrates me. People always say, you know, come out of towns always say, oh, deep dish and hot dogs. You know what? Chicago has a rich landscape of food history. Chicken Vesuvio, the brownie was invented here, all these kind of things. And if you want to do barbecue in Chicago, you've got to go to the South Side. You have to do hot links and rib tips. It's a classic Chicago way, done in a two-level aquarium smoker. And this place is the place that introduced it to Chicago. So they have the history. They've been going for years. Hot links, rib tips. And also, their sauce is unusual compared to other people's barbecue sauce. It's a vinegar base as opposed to, you know, like tomato or sugar based or molasses or whatever. It's a vinegar based one, and they don't smother it. They drip it on top. And I remember the one of the guys there said that it's not. Everyone says, you know, why isn't it swimming in sauce? Why isn't that sauce thick? And he says it's not barbecue gravy. It's barbecue sauce. But hot links and rib tips and Lems, please go. Everyone,
you talk about a classic aquarium smoker?
Aquarium smoker. So this is the Chicago way of smoking. It's an aquarium smoker. So it looks like a fish aquarium, mm-hmm. okay? And it's got two levels. And a southern-style smoker would be like a pit is just like a big box. And you put the wood in and it just smokes slowly. A Chicago aquarium smoker looks like an aquarium, has glass in front of it. They put the wood in, they set fire to it, and then they use hoses to smoke it up.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And it's two level. So there's a two level process. It sits on the bottom first and then it goes to the top level to finish off. But that is your Chicago style barbecue.
That's very cool. Very cool. Carol, you've got a suggestion for Elliot.
There.
How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. The same to you. The best subs in the world are at Alpine Food Store in Elmwood Park.
Okay.
You have to pick a number to get waited on. It's a real tiny place. And also Russell's Barbecue in Elmwood Park. They're both on North Avenue.
Okay.
Russell's has been around a long, long time.
Yeah.
I remember going there in high school when I had no money, and that was a great place to get a lot of food.
And also Gene and Jude's.
Oh, yeah.
Been going there since we're kids.
Mm-hmm. Same here. That was kind of like a Saturday night treat, you know, in the 70s going there. But nothing's changed there. And I think that's
the charm.
About it. Yeah, right.
I like that.
Dirty, but it's delicious.
Yep, still the great stuff. You're, Happy New Year.
That's a good slogan right there. Dirty
thank
but delicious.
You. And I'm glad delicious. To have you aboard.
Oh, thanks so much, Carol. Have a good one.
Thanks, okay. Carol.
All right. I disconnected myself instead of her.
is Carol going to host the show for now? Next hour, hosted by Carol.
Carol's going to take it from here. Otto's Place in Galena, great prices, huge servings, voted best breakfast in Galena. Very cool. Cookies and carnitas?
Oh, that's not too far from me, cookies and carnitas.
That's kind of cool.
That's right across the street from Lickety Split. That's double trouble for me. I have no self-control for when I go near these kind of places.
Get the bacon grilled cheese on rye cooked in bacon fat.
Oh, bacon, oh, bacon, Lord. Bacon.
Bacon, bacon. I was looking at Brit's Picks, the corner pharmacy she mentions, uh-huh. which you mentioned as well. Small Smoke Shack and more?
Bearing in mind, I've not been to all these places because they're Brits. But they came back from that. We all love food on the show, so we all constantly talk about it. And isn't it always the way when Brit goes to a shoot and Jordan, the photographer, either one of my producers, Jason or Molly, comes back and they're like, Elliot, oh my God, this place was the best barbecue we've had since this one. I'm like, really? Really? Thanks for that. You're telling me, you know, I didn't go to it and it's great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're also going to talk, you know, the bowl games are all today, tomorrow, Sunday, and kind of randomly, especially the Outback coming up today.
Today.
We want you to listen to it on 720 WGN. But if you're venturing out, we're going to talk about some places to get great wings and watch some of these games with Elliot Bamber of Chicago, Chicago's Best from WGN TV next on 720 WGN.
Happy New Year, Chicagoland. It's Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN at 10 o'clock. The Outback Bowl, Dave Ennett, Northwestern football coming up here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Elliot Bamber from WGN-TV's Chicago's Best. And we're talking about some places to go get some great wings and all kinds of other goodies for this for the game season.
Yeah, sorry, there's just people staring through the window. I was confused for a second. They threw me up. You don't have to run away. And then I forget that they can hear you outside as well.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's quiet. I've never seen Michigan have this quiet.
See,
ever.
New Year's Day, it's all is quiet on New Year's Day. A little U2 for you. See, I was just kind of setting the tone for that.
Yeah, it's like a ghost town out there.
Typically, they said between 9:37 and 10:15 is when most people wake up on New Year's Day. So
really?
we're just starting to catch the biggest part of the crowd here.
Wake up, everyone. Get out of bed.
Rick O'Beanie's on 26th Street.
Classic.
I love their breaded steak. Oh, that
dude,
is
the best. I'm obsessed by breaded steak. We just went to a place recently called Cassiani's on the south side, and they do an awesome breaded steak. Seriously good stuff. But yeah, Rick O'Beanie's is legendary.
224 says, okay, Dave, the places of your youth and high school days resemble mine. Are you from that area of River Grove, Elmwood Park? I'm not, but I went to high school at Holy Cross in River Grove. So that's, you know, when I got my license and stuff, that's where I ventured out.
Right, and when you get your license, you want to go and drive places.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Best places for wings and some great places to watch the games?
There's a ton of different places. One that always springs to mind for me, because you can cross off both off your list because they do great wings and it's a great place to go, the 50-50. I love that place. Great sports bar, three levels. And superb wings. They do great wings there. Everything's done from scratch. It's a cool place to hang out. And
that's cool.
There's some well-to-do people that turn up there. You'll see some celebs every now and then turning up there and sitting down.
You don't have to go to these chain places to go get great wings.
You do not.
I am not. I like avoid them like the plague. And you can't be scared by prices either, because some of these places are priced just the same as some of these chains are. But you're really getting good quality homemade food that's made with love by these families that own the places.
Right. I mean, I get it. Some people are scared to try something different, and they know if they go to their regular, you know, big chain, they know what they're getting. But you get that as well at the mom and pop places. You get it at the places that, you know, are locally owned and operated. That's the beauty of Chicago, is there are so many places that do this, that do their own stuff, make it all from scratch, and you should support your neighborhood.
But that is what Chicago's Best is all about.
That is right.
So there's the website, Chicago's Best.
ChicagosBestTV.com. We have an app as well.
The app is very cool. I find that very convenient when I'm looking for a new place.
You know what? With all the restaurants we've been to, I use it now as well if I can't remember certain places. It's a free app. And you can type in by word search now as well. So you can type in like wings or steak, or put your location, and it will show you the restaurants we've been to, as well as showing you the segment that we filmed at those restaurants. So if you wanted to get a flavor of what the place is like, we like to help people out. So, I mean, you know, we break down that barrier. We already take you into the place if you may not have been there. And even people who live in the neighborhood sometimes say, hey, you know, I've driven past this place 1,000 times. And if you guys hadn't shown me, I'd never have gone in. So, yeah, it's get the app as well.
And always new episodes. What do you got coming up in January?
We have new episodes coming up in January. We've got Comfort Food episode coming up, and we have Best Takeout episode coming up.
That's cool.
There's some good new places. This city never fails to surprise me with the cool people and the cool food and stuff that comes our way. And you know, half the show is meeting and talking with these restaurant owners and people, and they're such characters.
You get to know these people, actually, when you watch the show.
These people are great, and they, you know, they allow us, especially me, to come
TV.com,
and be silly,
you got to check that out.
Yeah, everything's archived. Hey, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and stuff as well. People can hunt me down, Elliot Bamber, on Facebook, Eat to the Bam on Twitter.
Especially now, it's starting to feel like winter. A couple weeks ago,
from there, and I like to chat to people anyway.
It was crazy.
And Chicago's Best Sunday Night at 10 on WGN, all over CLTV, Chicago's Best TV.com, and check out the app as well. Happy New Year, pal.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for Chicago Best.